Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 148. We continue in the Psukei Dezimra chapters as we wind down with the last few chapters in Tehillim. This chapter has 14 Psukim in it. In this parak, the author specifies the various parts of the creation that praise God. The chapter initially starts from higher parts of the creation, then moves to lower parts of the creation, starting with the heavens, then moving on down to the angels and stars. The author calls upon them to all praise God, from the highest of the spiritual world to the lowest of the spiritual worlds. The parak then moves on to specify the specific areas of the physical creation that praise Hashem. The earth, great sea monsters, the depths, fire and hail, snow and smoke, mountain and hills, fruit trees, and insects are all called upon to hallelujah Hashem, praise God. Kings, princes, judges, men, women, children, old and young, and last but not least, Am Yisrael are all called upon to hallelujah Hashem. Just a few words over here. The Malbim explains there are several categories here in the parak as follows. First, it speaks about the higher spiritual world all the way down to our world. Secondly, it speaks about the Arba Yesodos, four foundational elements which encompass this world. They are Afar, dirt, Esh, fire, Mayim, water, and Avir, air. Lastly, it speaks about the four levels of creation: Domim, inanimate objects; Tzomeach, growth; Chai, something that's alive; and Medaber, a person who speaks, which is the pinnacle of creation. Now for the highlight pasuk. The parak opens with the words, Hallelu, Hallelu, Es Adonai min haShemayim, Hallelu b'Roimim. Hallelu, praise God from the heavens, praise Him on high. Rabbi Nachman explains in Likut Maharan, lesson 232, at the time when a person says this parak, he's actually calling upon and commanding each thing mentioned here to give praise to God. Therefore, it's fitting for every person when they say this parak in the morning davening to be filled with enthusiasm, saying it to Hashem. Imagine that. When we say this parak, we're actually the ones who activate and command the creation to give praise, hallel, to God. Comes out, the entire creation gives thanks and praises to God based on our word. What can be more exciting and empowering than knowing we are the force that activates creation to do its job? Let us merit to say this chapter every morning with great energy and enthusiasm, knowing Hashem gave us the ability to command the creation to serve Him. Stay tuned for our next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim, Perek 149, two left, and we're done with Tehillim. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.